Brings it down to the goal line with a minute to go. Third period. Ducks hang on to a one-goal lead here at home. Bruins shoot. Save in front of the net. Here's Killorn for Anaheim rolling it off, but not all the way out. It's held in. Puck into the slot. Bouncing puck. Shot not made. One of the Bruins fell down trying to get a shot away. Boston out high slot. A shot. Coastal chest save. Lacombe tries to wrap it up, and he gets it down the ice.
Boy, it's been a while since I've seen three failed clears in this short amount of time, but here come the Ducks. How's Killorn? And Zacha regains possession.
Uh-oh, here they come again. The Bruins with 19 seconds left. Down by a goal. Pressuring. Ducks break it up. Clear it down. Here's Petrotto in pursuit of it. A shot wide of the net. 9 seconds to go. Bruins hemmed up in their own end of the rink. Their goal is empty. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. It's over! Ducks hang on for a thrilling 4-3 victory over the Boston Bruins. Here at Honda Center, and this huge crowd erupts with joy.
What a team effort from Lukas Dostal on out. The D, the forwards, everyone contributed to this Ducks win. Oh, it's a feel-good win, as they always are. Yeah. Anaheim Ducks narrowly edging out this Boston Bruins team, who got better as the game went on. They brought the shot volume. They brought the physicality. But count on the good guys to fend off the pressure and seal the deal there late. What a tally. Ian Moore comes up huge, and oh, the Ducks needed it.
Another fun night at Honda Center. We'll be taking a short break while Emerson and Alexis get together for the postgame show. Again, the final, the Anaheim Ducks 4 and the Boston Bruins 3. And again, don't you forget, we have the Anaheim Ducks against the Eastern Conference Ottawa Senators tomorrow night. So we will go to a quick timeout. You'll hear all the postgame festivities coming up in a matter of minutes. Ducks win. Ducks win tonight over Boston. And you're listening to Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.
With the NHL app, you can listen to every NHL game right from your phone. And with home and away broadcast feeds, you choose your way to listen.
And he scores!
Whether you're at work, at the gym, or stuck in traffic, the NHL app puts you right in the action all season long. Every team, every game, everywhere you go. Download the NHL app and never miss a moment.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water, nothing else.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage Watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
We
wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Visit mintmobile.com/radio. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Busy schedule? Flex plans are now available to let you choose the games that you want. Select 7 or more games to save big and get discounts on concessions and merch. Visit anaheimducks.com/flexplans.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Your Anaheim Ducks found a way to get it done tonight inside Honda Center, keeping their streak alive in this building. They improved to 7-1 in Honda Center. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey alongside Emerson Edom. The Ducks took down the Boston Bruins tonight in this building. 4-3, the final score. Emerson, you know, there were points at this game where Boston was controlling the pace, certainly. But that third period from Anaheim, we saw something happening, and they were able to close it out.
Yeah, and look, that's how the Ducks needed to play there the last 20 minutes of play, because at least at the start, even though Boston, they had some looks, the Ducks, they were just the proactive team. They wanted the puck more. They were winning more 50-50 puck battles. And I tell you what, this win was not an easy win. Look, the good guys, they scored on the power play. That was huge. So I look at the two big storylines for me were scoring on the power play, but then getting that depth scoring there with Harkins in the first goal. How huge was that?
Yeah.
Have your fourth line come in, score early. You get goals from the defense, right? So you get Ian Moore tally, you get a Rakko Gudas tally. So it was a game in which they needed kind of the secondary scoring, scoring from the defense and power plays to combine and make up this win, truly.
Ducks are 8-0 when they score first this season. A really impressive stat. So good that they were able to keep it going tonight. And thank you to Jansen Harkins for getting on the board for this team. You know, he certainly was exciting about that one and got the Ducks the lead early. So let's get into the highlights and listen to how he did it just 2 minutes and 29 seconds into the game.
Here's a pitch by the youngster, Moore, trying to make a play. They get it high slot, a shot, that stop. Here's Ross Johnson in front of shot. He score! A move towards the front of the we'll get a goal for Jansen Harkins to give the Ducks an early lead, 1-0.
Jansen Harkins' second goal of the year, but it was also the play from Ross Johnson that kind of started that.
Yeah, look, the forechecking from that line was just really good, really good. And Ross Johnson has been a great forechecker. For Ross to be there at the net, for him not to waste any time throwing it back at the net for Jansen Harkins to pick up that loose change. But how about the entry? And we talked about Nikita Nesterenko. We wanted that big game. And how about there's a play early on that I really look back to that game in Boston there. I mentioned in the pregame show how everyone was just bouncing off him in that game. And in this game, he had a great reverse contact, great reverse hit here coming out of the defensive end. Just on that entry, him getting to the net on the initial one, and then Ross Johnson getting to the net again. Jansen Harkins, right place, right time, gets rewarded.
1-0 after Harkins' goal, and Boston did test the Ducks early. Lukasz Dostal would end up having a big night in net, making some important saves, back-to-back saves really early in the game. The Ducks' blue liners, though, as Emerson just mentioned, they contributed in this game. It was Radko Gudas getting his first goal of the season, 6 minutes 28 seconds into the game.
Puck at the blue line, a drive, score! Radko Gudas with a rocket from the blue line. Beats the goaltender Corpusalo, and the Ducks on the board. And we have ourselves a hockey game, folks.
The Butcher with a clap bomb here on the near side. Oh my, it goes upper left side. Absolute shelf of a goal.
You know, historically, some of his shot speed has been really high, so I would love to know how fast that slap shot was.
That was a banger on the clapper. Is that I'm going to go with banger. That was a banger. Yeah, high velocity shot. There was another shot as well that was released on the far side, and it got blocked, and it might have been just as heavy. It was lower, luckily for that Bruins player's sake, because he went down, so that would have got him in the shoulder area, if not higher. So luckily that it didn't go any higher, but at the same time, heavy block shot early on. Yeah, I'd like to... It almost seemed like it's increased in velocity. more MPHs than what we last heard. It got clocked out.
2-0 for the Ducks after that Gudas goal. Boston would counter back with a power play goal from Morgan Geeky. In fact, they went 4-for-4 in 2 games against the Ducks on the power play. We'll hear that other power play goal a little bit later on. So it was a 2-1 game after that first period of play. We moved into the second period. There was a goal from Mason McTavish. However, the officials deemed it no goal. Some goaltender interference. Corpusalo not able to get back to his positioning in time, so it was waved off. Was curious to see if that would make a difference in this game. However, the Ducks had a bit of jump after that one. They got a chance on the power play, and it was Ryan Strom getting the Ducks' third goal of the game.
Back to the point for McTavish. A shot, they score! On a deflection in front of the net by Ryan Strom. What a pretty play as time was winding down here in the second period. A penalty down to 2 seconds when the Ducks score their third goal of the game. It's 3-1.
I've been excited to ask you about this goal because Strom specifically used the backside of his stick. I guess from your perspective, why is that?
That's a great question. And from that positioning, for him being a righty, knowing that he was on the near side there, you could go either way. You could either go closer to the post, and you really got to align yourself with where that shot is being taken. Like wherever that near side post is, you got to be in line with the post or whatever post you're at and the defenseman, kind of right in the middle. But yeah, he in a righty, if he's facing towards the net, that's of course going to be on his back end. But also you could do the forehand too with your stick and your whole body facing the defenseman. So either or, it just depends how close or how far you are to that near side post. So he just figured a little bit closer there. I'm going to just go backhand, but nice observation there.
Yeah, it was a perfect placement there from Ryan Strom on the stick, and great pass over from McTavish looking for Strom there. 3-1 game after that. Boston would get another goal. 3-2 after 2 periods of play. We moved into the third. Boston would tie it up. That second power play goal, was talking about that. They got it. 3-3 game thanks to Morgan Geeky. However, the next goal of the game, the game winner, Ian Moore gets it. 16:25 into the third.
Leo Carlson, a shot, score! Slot, and the Ducks take a lead on a goal with a young defenseman, Ian Moore, with 3:35 to go. It's 4-3.
Ian Moore's second National Hockey League goal, and I mean, what a goal to get to at that point, and against the Boston Bruins, the place that you're from, Massachusetts, Boston area.
Yeah, well, look, I think this is a play in which Kreides was like, you know what, I could tip this, but I'm just going to let him have it, right?
Okay, yep, yeah, he was in front there.
So, you know, we all know he's such a good tipper that he just said, you know what, I'm going to let Ian there just get a hold of that one. So, look, this is a game in which big-time goal, right? He's stepped up. He's been stepping up. He had a great slide early on this game, great defensive play. So, once again, his defensive plays, I mean, they look at just as pristine as his offensive plays do. So he's a guy that continues to contribute. It's like more – he makes the decision-making for the Brass – extremely difficult, right?
Yep.
I mean, Pavel Minchikov is out of the lineup right now. Big time, two back-to-back wins for the guys. So this, I mean, probably doesn't help Pavel Minchikov's cause as far as getting him back in the lineup. He's got to get his reps in sometime. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But at the same time, I look – whoever's up, ready to go, they've been delivering and performing, and that's Ian Moore.
Yeah, got to be happy for Ian Moore in this game tonight. Was curious to see his ice time, too, because it felt like he was on the ice in a lot of really important situations tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it right on the head there, AD. It's one of those things where I just think the coaching staff is trusting him more and more. I mean, we've talked to Coach Q, and I mean, he just said he's playing beyond his years. He's poised. He can play in any situation, as you reiterated. But, yeah, he just looks so solid. It's almost like how Beckett Seneca has been so assured of himself in offensive situations. Same could be said with Ian Moore in defensive situations, structure in the D zone, his skating, tracking back, such long strides. And, he's been playing such great hockey. The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating Mickey D's AD.
All right. We will step aside now on our post-game show. If you want to join the conversation, send us a text, 714-439-8422. We'll be right back.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital, world-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Visit mintmobile.com/radio. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Flex plans are now available for our fans who have the busiest schedules. You can select just weekend games or just giveaway nights, whatever suits you best. Just select seven or more games to receive huge savings on tickets, discounts on concessions and merchandise. And new this year, parking is included. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/flexplans for more information.
Welcome back into the postgame show. A Ducks win in Honda Center tonight. 4-3, the final score over the Boston Bruins, sweeping the season series. Not only that, but the Ducks have won 5 straight contests against this Bruins team. So looking to keep the energy rolling as this is the start of a back-to-back. The Ducks are going to be taking the ice once again tomorrow against the Ottawa Senators. But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. There's a lot to break down from this game tonight. And we're going to first send it down to the locker room to hear from Ryan Strome after this one.
Have you ever had a nicer deflection in all your life?
Had a few nice deflections. They're just not on video somehow. Just try to get a stick on it in there. Thought we grinded tonight. Not the prettiest game, but coach always says that finding ways to win is a skill, and I think we're finding that. So we did just enough tonight, and I thought we competed real hard. Execution wasn't pretty, but we'll take the 2 points.
Were you Jason's effort on the assist there? Great game.
Yeah, I thought he had a good game. He looked pretty assertive, strong out there, and he's a huge part of this team. So I know that he's a team first guy. So I know last couple of days he's been stung a little bit, but the best part about him is he comes today with a great attitude, played a great game. So he's a good leader, great player, and nice to find me there. Hopefully, he passes me one now. So we'll see.
How much of that Gostko back there? Those kind of shots.
Yeah, I mean that save he made on Geeky with 8 minutes left was just unbelievable save. That's one of the better saves I've seen this year. He got all of that, and he made a great save. So he's been huge. Obviously, we can rely on him. We don't want to rely on him as much as we had to tonight, but he just looks so calm in there. Everything hits him in the chest, it seems like, and he's huge. I mean, both our goalies have been good this year, and we got to clean up a little bit on our D zone, but nice to have confidence in those two guys.
Ian Moore gets the game-winning goal. A lot of talk has been about Beckett, but Ian being a rookie as well, what do you see from him in his short time up here?
Yeah, just like so confident, so poised. I think he's really mature beyond his years. I think he's a sponge. Every time I see the coaches say something to him or the systems we play, he just soaks up. He does it so quickly. He's a quick learner. And it's tough. He's playing his offside in the NHL as a young player. It's not easy. And I think that, some people may not notice how tough he gets in some positions with the puck, and he's making really good plays with it. So I got great admiration for him. The D, they were heavy forecheck tonight. They were running us pretty good. And our D took a lot of good licks. And, he kept coming back for more. And he had a couple good looks at the blue line, just couldn't really get it through and found a way. And nice to see him get a big goal, I think. As a young player, you want to see the puck go in the net. And I know he doesn't judge his game on goals and assists, but Every player gets more confident seeing the puck go in, and nice to see him get one.
I know it's kind of early in the season, but is there still some extra motivation trying to stay in first place in this?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a long year. There's going to be ups and downs, right? I think probably not playing the way we played in the beginning of the year right now, but the games get tighter as the years go on. As the year goes on, teams pre-scout us and they see the way we play, and they take away a lot of our time and space. And it's not as easy to get on-man rushes right now, so we're trying to find other ways to manufacture some offense. And I thought we stuck with it really well tonight. I think that, like I said, it wasn't the perfect game, but I thought we were committed throughout and found a way to get it done. And that's a sign of a good team.
Always the well-spoken Ryan Strome. A lot of good stuff in there, too, and some honesty in terms of they're finding ways to win, not necessarily playing like they were, especially during that win streak, but overall, you could tell, proud of the team.
Yeah, first and foremost, Ryan Strome, just a NHL marketer's dream. always upbeat, always with a smile on his face, cracking jokes as he casually entered that interview with, oh, no, I've had some highlight reel ones. They just haven't been captured on video. And it's just classic Stromer. So good to see him continue to be upbeat. How can't you? After a great dub from the good guys. So, yeah, just good to see him. AD, you and I were talking just during the commercial break, and it's almost like we get even more excited for a success of a player knowing that it's Ryan Strome, just how good of a guy he is, how much time he puts into his craft, how much of a family man he is. Always a supporter of Duckstream, hopping on any podcast that we need from him. And it's just for him to be injury plagued, this team absolutely rolling. It's one thing that you're coming back from injury and maybe the team's not doing as good, where maybe it's easier to maybe not be so highlighted as far as your play. But, man, this everyone's rolling. And it's almost even harder to not be in and then come into a competitive roster where there's, you know, so much on the line, so much pressure. And for him to step in and just a seamless transition between injured, getting healthy, and making an impact on this club, it's just a testament to him.
3 points in the four games that he's been a part of so far this season. That first goal tonight and then two assists on that end. Not only that, Emmer, but one other thing. In the young guys that I've talked to this year, I always like to ask them, who's been helping you in this transition or who's been helping you this season? And almost every single one of them, the first name out of their mouth is Ryan Strome. It just speaks to who he is as a person in the locker room, too.
And you know what? I would rather have the jokes than what I've heard. And look, I get it. Nathan McKinnon, he's showing the young guys the ropes when it comes to dietary stuff. But I tell you what, you know, when I heard that, I was like, whoa, that's definitely okay. Yeah. But, you know, being a player, you're a young guy. You've made it. Knowing your pregame meal and your pregame routine overall. So I'll take the jokes. I'll take Stromer's jokes than critiquing my dietary plan, as we've heard Nathan McKinnon do. So, look, this is a team with a ton of leaders, and, yeah, it's all flowing, and just winning's more fun, AD.
It always is more fun, and we've had a lot of winning on this post-game show when we get to do it together this season. Only one loss, actually, of our post-game shows inside Honda Center. So, Emmer, let's get over to the text line now. We have a couple messages following this game. Great play by Carlson, pulling it off the half wall and getting cross ice to Ian Moore. We're getting to see little things pay off big from Tony.
Yeah, look, when Vic Pence, our chief statistician, slid that stat over that Leo Carlson didn't have a shot on goal up until that point that he showed me, I was surprised, just because whether he's facilitating or, you know, you just think that he would have had some kind of shot. So, look, right after I said that, maybe, you know, a couple of minutes go by and boom, delay. Good things happen when anyone delays. We saw it on multiple occasions. We saw it even in that, what is it? Early on goal there when Killer last game pulled up there on the near side and fed it across there. So I'll continue to say good things happen when you pull up. Leo Carlson did there on the near side. Just brilliant feeding it over to the slot area, as that message said. So good message. Way to be in tune with the game.
Yep.
Way to be a student of the game. That's a nice one.
Steven from Pasadena said, is it raining in SoCal this week? No, it's just tears of visiting hockey teams because Anaheim is bringing more onions.
Well,
I love that.
Yeah, you and I thought that my metaphor, right, when we were on that little skid there, finishing off with the Minnesota Wild there in that loss, I said, you know, well, the rain, it's sweet washing all of the bad play. And indeed, it was true, right?
Yep.
That rain there that we just had, or continue to have, I guess, it washed away all of that losing. And now
it really did.
The sun was out bright this morning. Pre-game skate. We knew it was going to be another good affair here at Honda Center. And boy, was it ever. So, yes, whether it is the washing away of the bad play or the opposition's tears, either way, good stuff.
So good from Steven in Pasadena. We're going to step aside now on our post-game show. But before we go, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. Join us when we come back.
Hi, everyone. Julie Stewart-Binks here, along with former NHLer Nate Thompson. Join us on Energy Line as we share our takes, stories, and surprise guests every week.
Patrick Kane, 3-time Stanley Cup champion.
Team USA head coach Mike Sullivan.
6-time Stanley Cup champion Mark Messier.
With over 800 NHL games, I know a couple guys.
Biz didn't have Twitter. No one knew who he was, so I called Witt, and I'm like, how is Biz? He was like, I'm telling you right now, you're going to hate him. Then he'll be your best friend.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you don't have gas in your home, but something doesn't smell good.
Ew, what's that smell?
If it smells like rotten eggs, there could be a leak in your neighborhood.
Now what do I do?
If you suspect a leak, move fast, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
From a safe location.
But I don't have natural gas in my home.
Gas lines are buried all around, so even if you don't have gas.
I know, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Ducks single game tickets are on sale now. Check out the new lineup of cool giveaways, theme nights, and ticket packages for the 2025-26 season presented by UCI Health. Giveaways include a Wild Wing mask, wearable blanket, Nutquacker, boy band tee, and much more. See the complete list at AnaheimDucks.com/promotions.
On the post-game show, the Ducks win at home. Lukáš Dostál extends his home winning streak to 6 games in net. He's had a lot of success with this team this season. It goes hand in hand. And the Ducks stay atop the Pacific Division after this win tonight. They have a 13-6-1 record, 27 points. Vegas and LA right behind them, though. 24 points, though, so the Ducks have a nice little lead on them on that end. But, Emerson, one thing I did want to talk about, we mentioned it in the first segment, the PK struggles against Boston. I mean, Boston scored on every power play chance they had against Anaheim. Is there concern from what you've seen from the PK recently, or not so much based on the road trip, too?
To maybe just kind of go back and do my own homework, just this last stretch on what's leading to a lot of this, because when I'm watching, look, it seems like they're getting their clears and they're not turning it over. I think all the major turnovers that came there late when the net was empty for Boston. But look, one face-offs and or lack thereof is crucial, right, starting out with possession. But, yeah, I'm going to have a better answer, AD, for you next broadcast, and we can maybe dissect it and elaborate. I just want to make sure that what they're doing consistently isn't or is leading to some of the goals against. But, yeah, definitely – definitely a worry, and it's something that we know they're definitely going to sort itself out, because the one thing about this Ducks team, they're continuing to put on the shot volume. Very few games, under 25 shots on goal, 30 shots on goal, right? So it seems like they're doing things consistently, game in and game out. They have these 2-3 team stats that are just non-negotiables. The faceoff department, that's been a huge improvement overall this season. But, yeah, they'll get the shots, right? As far as the goals per game, they're getting the shots. They're getting the goals. They're getting a lot of these team stats. But it's about shoring up the PK and just making sure that the areas in which they're lagging a little bit, they clean those up as well.
One other positive note in this game tonight, though, on the other side of that, I'm just seeing it here on NHL stats. Beckett Seneca matched Leo Carlson for the most points by a Ducks teenager through the first 20 career games. That's 14 points. So, I mean, just his acceleration, I guess, in his game. It's been so noticeable.
Yeah, and it's not just goals, right? He's getting assists, and it goes to show he knows where to be at a lot of the times. And one thing I noticed about his puck carrying ability and his stick handling, and anytime he's getting puck touches, there's defenders trying to pressure him, and a lot of times he'll let the puck just go into his skates, then kick it out, and he just puts the puck in weird scenarios and almost plays soccer in the pocket at times. Just the great usage with his skates to stick, so some great skate confidence for Beckett Seneca. And yeah, there's just times where he's going one-on-one, long reach, almost stop skating, and kind of want the contact, want the initial kind of pressure. And it almost looks like he's putting himself in almost a tougher position than he needs to be. But, you know, I don't see anything because he's always coming out with the puck. So, look, he knows what he's doing out there. He's a heads-up player, high IQ player. And, yeah, for anyone thought he was just a pure sniper, a shot first and pure goal scorer, think again. He's just got a well-rounded game.
Yeah, I think that's a great word for it. We see him on the power play, too. The Ducks 1-for-3 on the power play tonight, so good to see them generate, of course, that Ryan Strom goal on the power play. And also noting that Stromer is back on the power play since he's joined the lineup. So we actually want to send it back down to the locker room because we get to hear from Ian Moore, who scored the game-winning goal. So let's take a listen to what he had to say.
Just getting the game-winning goal, just the way that thing was shaped out, had to feel really good to be able to make an impact that late in the game.
Yeah, definitely felt good. That was a great play by the guys. Good breakout and good entry, just trying to find a spot to get the puck from those guys, and luckily it went in. Good screen by Kreis, good play by Leo. Just found a way.
Could you see through that screen?
I don't know. I kind of had my head down and just tried to get something on net, especially when Kreis is in front. And, when you're in the slot there, you just want to get something down there and give him something to work with. And, it was a good screen by him. He's a big body. He can really see through. But
you guys always seem to come back really hard after you face a little adversity and they score that tying goal. And what's the attitude that enables you to do that?
Yeah, I think speaks to the leadership in the room. The bench doesn't go quiet when we have a down part in the game. If anything, it gets louder, and we just kind of, the older guys especially and the young leaders on the team kind of pick up the group, and that's what they did tonight. A couple big physical plays by Frank, Goody, Ross, and that kind of stuff, and then you got leaders like Stromer and Goody. Guys on the back end and up front that are always talking and just kind of picking up the group.
A couple games with Gudas. What's it been like working with him the last couple games?
Yeah, it's real cool. It's a lot of fun. He's super light and gives me some reminders out there. Whether it's a play or sure, just have fun with it, enjoy it, soak it all in. That kind of stuff goes a long way, and I just try and learn from him on the ice, off the ice, try and be around him as much as I can. Obviously, he's had a great long career, and he's still proven how good he is. So he's just a great guy to be around.
This stretch of games that you've been playing, what do you feel like you've learned the most about your game in that time?
Yeah, I think I'm learning a lot, just kind of recognizing different situations and seeing them over and over again, and learning when to pick my spots and when I can be active and when I might have to make a different, simpler play. I think that's something I'm learning, just seeing different situations over and over again. It's kind of helping, recognize a little bit quicker.
What's the challenge of playing on the other side of the defensive turn?
It can be challenging. Certain situations where your stick's kind of on, especially when puck's on the boards, I think it can be a little difficult. So just making sure, you're getting shoulder checks and seeing the ice before you get the puck, I think that helps a long way when you're on both sides, but also especially on the offside, just so you know what you're going to do with the puck before you get it. So I think, the biggest challenge is sometimes those pucks on the wall and just trying not to get kind of handcuffed by them.
How much confidence or pride does it give you to still be out there? Usually a righty comes back, you think they're going to keep the pairs balanced, but you're really going out of their way to keep you in the lineup since he's been back.
Just trying to focus on what I can control and take it day by day, and what happens but you know, it's been a lot of fun to play with this group so far and learn from them. And I think that's the biggest thing, just learning from all these guys and how welcoming they've been. And it's made me a little bit more comfortable as we've gone on here. So just trying to take it day by day and just trying to keep getting better.
Austin,
Ian Moore, the winner of the Coach Bombay jacket tonight, deservingly so.
Yeah, that definitely probably would have been my choice there. I think that makes sense. And, of course, kind of like my first intermission, first impression, right? I could always give it to Dosti and Razor, as they call him, Peter Mrazek. He's been looking pretty sharp as well. So, yeah, but I liked, you know, or at least my favorite part of that interview was where he says, you know, he's finding his rhythm as far as picking spots, when to go, when not to go. And I think that's a good example of his, what he's brought. Just a very sound decision making, when to slide on two and ones. And I even went up to him just post game there in Chicago, and he was on the ice during that OT goal against. But he had a stellar play defensively where he pressured up and really got the puck here to think and second guess there. And I just gave him props to that play. So he's very in tune with each situation, each play, and he's a humble young man, as we just heard. So this is just the beginning for Ian Moore.
A smart young hockey player and a Harvard grad, so no surprise there.
I can't say anything. Hey, yes, sir.
What is your final quack tonight?
I wish I had a Harvard degree. No, that's not my final quack. My final quack is, that would be nice, but my final quack is, I look forward to Honda Center continuing to rock, right? You said it. Only one loss, right?
And it was that Hurricanes game. Yep.
It was the Hurricane, and they were just on their game, right? Yep. That night. So if there was a team that came in here and just was playing lights out, that was the game. Other than that, it's been the good guys who have been the team that have been playing lights out. So look, it's more fun when you win, and please come out, continue to fill up these seats, because the atmosphere here tonight at Honda Center was such a thrill. Thanks for bringing the energy, Orange Country. And my final quack, just I love home wins. I want more of them.
Well, we've had a lot of them, so we can be greedy and ask for more.
I'm super greedy.
More, get it? Oh, yes.
There you go. Yes. Very clever.
There's so many puns that you could use with that. But I think for me, Emerson, I think, you know, I think I'd like to see the continued improvement of the starts. I mean, we heard from Coach Q talking about that this morning. The Ducks had a good start, you know, two goals early, but then it was, I guess, continuing on from that, keeping that momentum. And, you know, when you're on a back-to-back coming out in the second game, it's important. That start is all too important, especially we look back to that last back-to-back, the Vegas and Winnipeg game. We knew what we were going to get that first couple minutes of the first period, and you know they came out really good against Winnipeg. So hoping to see that tomorrow against a very well rested Ottawa team. I was looking at the last time they played last Saturday, and they're playing tomorrow. That's Thursday. They got 4 days off.
Must be nice. Must be nice. So
we're out here grinding.
Yeah. We got a back to back, and you're on vacay over there. Okay. Am I gathering this correctly? I'm saying winning's more fun, and you're saying winning is easier when you're scoring first.
Yes, I like it. Complimentary final quacks here. Make sure to join us tomorrow night for our pregame show. 6:30, we'll have it for you as the Ducks take on the Ottawa Senators, a team that's in fifth in the Atlantic Division right now. They lost their last game last Saturday, a couple days ago. So the Ducks are riding some momentum coming into this one tomorrow night. If you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this Ducks win over the Boston Bruins, you can on the other side of the break. Otherwise, for Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. The final score inside Honda Center, 4-3. Your Anaheim Ducks win. We all win, and we're going home happy as the rain is coming back tomorrow, but that won't stop anything inside this building or in Orange Country, because this team, like I said, is rolling. All right. Thank you for tuning in to the post-game show on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn, and enjoy the rest of your evening. We'll see you tomorrow night.